Today we would be celebrating the Bethlehem Peace Flame. When Jesus was born, one of his titles was the Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, the word shalom, or peace, is not simply the absence of conflict or quietness. Shalom goes much deeper. It is a sense of wholeness, a sense of finding your place in the world and your place in society and your place with God. It is being home. It does not mean no one is attacking me. It does not mean there are no struggles in my life. It does not mean everyone likes me. Shalom, which is actually the core of our very first litany. If you pick up the prayer book, you'll see the priest begins with, "Blessed is the kingdom." And you respond with the Hebrew word, "Amen, I agree with that." And then the next phrase I utter is, "In peace, let us pray to the Lord." That peace or shalom has its root deep in your heart. Are you at peace? Are you whole and complete? Is your conscience clear? Have you found your place in the world and your place with God? That shalom, that peace light of Bethlehem, is very profound. There is a story about Teresa of Calcutta. As you know, she was a small Armenian woman who went to India. She was about 4'10" tall, and she helped poor people, regardless of their faith condition, their status in life. She didn't look at the caste system in India. She helped everyone. But she had her critics. And one of the critics, as he looked at her, taking one poor person off the street, he said to her, "Why aren't you changing the structure of the laws, of society, of the economics? Why are you just helping one person and not changing the environment? What good is that to anyone?" And she responded, "You have a point, but it's important to that one person that I took them off the street." When we speak about the Bethlehem Peace Flame and the idea of shalom, you may not be able to change the world, your society, or even your family. But you have to believe in God's power and God's ability to change you. Because if one person hanging on the cross, betrayed by his friends, looked upon as a criminal and spit on and tortured, had the belief that one person's life differs, it matters, then the Bethlehem Peace Flame can give you a feeling of shalom, that your conscience is clear, you're doing the best you can, and in spite of the temptation to always say, "Well, look at them, they're not doing it, he's not doing it, they have more money, they're better." The Book of Wisdom says the temptation to believe that evildoers are doing well is a temptation which is so sneaky that it can take your soul away. It is better to be poor, humble, forgotten, and even laughed at, but have shalom. Have that peace of conscience. Have that peace of life that I am doing the right thing because my future depends on it and my present depends on it. So may the peace, the shalom of Bethlehem, give you the ability to change yourself with God's help so that you may see the peace that Christ gives us. Not like the world gives us, not simply the absence of conflict, but the presence of a peace that says, "I know who I am, I'm living according to my conscience, and no matter what the world does, what anyone does, I will do the right thing." Slava Iisusu Hristu!